Okay. How many of you here can tell me what happened after the children of Israel came out of Egypt? And they went through the Red Sea, remember? And then Moses went up to the mountain. He climbed this big mountain called Mount Sinai. What happened on that mountain? Do you know what happened?
He found the Ten Commandments that God gave him.
Yeah, he didn't just find them. God told him. On that mountain, there was thundering and lightning, and the people were just watching from afar because they couldn't get even close to the mountain or they wouldn't live. And God gave him all the instruction for the children of Israel and what they were supposed to do and what they weren't supposed to do. Because you know what? Adam and Eve knew what they were supposed to do, and Noah knew, and Abraham knew, and all the people knew because they told each other. But when the children of Israel became so many of them, and they were in Egypt for so long that they started to not know who God was and what to do. And so he told Moses everything, and he wanted it written down, and he wanted it in stone so that it would never, ever go away again. I don't have my Bible with me, but you know what? It never went away. We have in our Bibles, we have exactly what God told Moses. We have all the information, everything that he told him. He told him about the temple. He told him everything. We have all that even thousands of years later because God wanted it permanent. He wanted it in stone. And so then Moses was excited. He thought, oh, okay, we're going to follow God and we're going to be his people and he's going to be our God and we're free from Egypt. And Moses came down the mountain and guess what he found? Do you know what he found? When he came back down from the mountain, nobody knows. The people, they were doing all the wrong things. They were doing all the bad things that God said not to do. And, oh, Moses was upset, and God was really angry. He just wanted to kill everybody. And Moses said, no. And Moses was so mad. What did he do with the tables of stone? He threw them down, didn't he? And he broke them. And that was a sign because they had broken the covenant before he even, you know, got to tell them. And then what happened after that? The people that were disobedient, that didn't, they said, Moses is never going to come down from that mountain. God, we don't care about God. We're going to make our own gods. What happened to those people? They died. They killed them. They died. And then the other people who said, oh no, what have we done? We've done something wrong. What happened to them? They prayed and they were sorry. And then Moses went off. And then after a time, they were going to see what God was going to do to them. And God said, come back up to the mountain. And what did he do back up at the mountain again? He gave them two new tables of stone, just like the old ones, because everything was the same. God doesn't change. He gave them the exact same thing, two new tables of stone, with all the words that he told Moses and all the instruction that they were to have. And he came down. And then after that, the people had to, what did they do after that? Did they try to follow God? And they tried to. And if they sinned and they did something wrong, first of all, if they did something that God didn't want them to, that they didn't care what God said, they died again. But if they did something accidentally and they didn't realize it till later, like David, remember David, the king? He did bad things, but he didn't realize it till later. He's like, oh no, what did I do? Oh, and then what do when you find out you did something wrong? You ask forgiveness, you try to make it right, and then they had to sacrifice. They had to take a little baby lamb or a little baby goat, or if they couldn't afford that, they had to bring two baby pigeons that with their beautiful faces, and they had to sacrifice them. And all their sins went into the temple. And then once a year, on a special day that happens this time of year, do you know what happened on that special day? All their sins would go in the temple, and they'd be filling the temple up with these sins. And what happened on that special day? Does anyone know what the day's called? Do you know? It's called the Day of Atonement. And it happened once a year. One day it was a Sabbath day. Even if sometimes it would fall on Sabbath, sometimes it would fall on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday. And any time it fell, they were real quiet. They didn't go to school. They didn't go to work. They treated it like a Sabbath day. And it was really solemn day because the high priest had to go in and he had to have them, he had to go into the most holy place. And after the most holy place, what did he do? What happened? That's when the temple got cleansed and all the sins went away forever, forever. And that was when the people could be near God, okay? So what can we do? We don't do that now because Christ is our sacrifice. He was the innocent one that died. And now he's our high priest and he's in heaven. And our sins are going up there. And one day, the end of time, there's going to be a big day of atonement. That's going to be the day of atonement of all the day of atonement. And that's when then all the sins are going to be, they're going to be put on the scapegoat and they're going to be gone. And we're going to be free to worship God. And he says at that time, he's going to write his laws, those same laws that he gave on the mountain. He's going to write it in our hearts and our minds. We're never going to want to do anything but follow God because we're going to be just like him. We want to do what's right. So you guys are really young now. And this is kind of grown-up stuff for you, isn't it? But there's something that you can do now. What can you do now? What can you do?
You can pray for forgiveness.
Yeah, you can pray for forgiveness. And you know, if your moms and dads, grandmas, when they tell you to do something, these people that love you, maybe they're even your teachers, you can obey them. You can practice obeying God by obeying your moms and dads. And when you get older, when you get like 11, 12, 13, you can make decisions for God, okay? But right now, you can practice obeying God because it's really important. And once a year on the Day of Atonement, we can remember all the things that I told you right now because we forget those things and we forget to read our Bibles, okay? All right, you've been so good. Let's have a prayer, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for giving us knowledge of you, giving us knowledge for who you are, what you expect for us, what your kingdom is made of. And we all want to be citizens of your kingdom. So help these children right now to be obedient and help us all, Lord, to learn how to follow you, to read your words that you thought were so important that you gave them to Moses on the Mount. And help us, Lord, to be better servants to you and to teach others how wonderful you are. And how you want the best for all of us. We thank you so much. Amen.